Hey guys, how's it going? Happy Friday wherever you are at in the world. Just doing my quick update video. We're in the town of Uzé in the south of France for 2 or 3 days. We're going to be in Avignon tomorrow and then tomorrow evening back up to our home in Chambon-sur-Lignon. It's good to be in France, speak French, eat French food, and just really been praying and trying to catch the heart of God for France as well. I have a real key I believe the Lord's given me just for what I'm called to do here, and I'm looking forward to setting up some things in motion there, and hopefully doing a missions team to the nation of France as well. Hey, pray for me. I'm just looking at getting a building or a meeting place nearby where I live to set up a missions base here. So yeah, lots of great things going on. Boom. Well, I trust your day as well, wherever you're at. Hey, let me share something real quick with you that I hope will be useful. But, you know, I've thought about this a lot. As pastors, most pastors know this is true whether we admit it or not. And most of us know this is true whether we admit it or not. You know, the bottom line is people do what they want to do. People don't do what they should do. They don't do what we want them to do. They do, we are people, and we all do, frankly, what we want to do. And I've done this for many years. I'm not trying to be mean saying this, but if I were to go to the average person, like you or me, and say, how much time do you spend reading your Bible? What the average person, if you gave them a dose of sodium pentothal, like some kind of truth serum, would say is, well, actually, not a lot right now. I didn't read it at all yesterday. If I have time, I will today, but tomorrow I really intend to get in there and start. And often things, whether that's, you know, most of the quote-unquote disciplines of the Christian life are like that. The bottom line is we do things because we want to do things. There is a reason people do the things they enjoy doing. There's a reason people would watch, you know, TV, watch Netflix, whatever, watch YouTube. There's a reason people eat the foods they do, mainly, is because they want to do that. And there's a reason that most of us don't do the things, spiritually speaking, we kind of know we should do. There's a reason, the reason many of us don't read God's word or don't spend time in prayer or don't spend time in personal worship or things like that is because we don't want to. Now, again, it's like we're not allowed to say that. It's the big, dark, dirty secret. But, you know, God wants us to be in a place where everything we do because we desire to do. The whole point is the Lord tells us to do these things. And even if we try and fail, you know, willpower will only get you so far. Willpower is a great starter motor. Willpower is great for getting you to do short bursts of things, but willpower is really, really bad at producing continuance. Willpower is really, really a bad way of getting you to continue to do something. And I just want to give you a really simple key today that you probably know you can relate to, and yet sometimes it's good to set these things out and look at them and go like, oh yeah, that's true. And my point is this, we hunger after the things we eat, and we don't hunger after the things we don't eat. My point in saying that to you is, whatever you eat, you'll end up wanting more of. And I've been noticing this recently in myself. I'm trying to hack my diet. I've been doing some intermittent fasting. For the last year or so, I've been starting to eat about 1 o'clock every afternoon, trying to stop eating around about 8-ish. And, you know, it's my point though, if late in the day I eat things which I probably shouldn't be eating, sugar, carbs, you know, things like that, the next day I want those things again. It makes me hungry for those things. And when I don't eat those things, I desire, and my point is, if I'm eating good things, it produces in me a desire to eat good things. And when I eat bad things, it produces a desire to eat more bad things. And the only really hard point is when you're used to eating in one way, to make that switch and eating to another, everything within you cries, I don't want to do this. This is horrible. I have no desire to do this. And my point is, if you are hungry, I'll just speak about myself. If I am hungry and I have a really great salad, it's awesome. I love it. I feel great. But if I'm hungry and I eat something that's not good for me, the desire to eat the good thing isn't there. Now again, if you translate that to God, to his word, my point is when you fill yourself up with spiritual junk, spiritual sugar highs, when you try and satisfy a spiritual need with a natural thing, quite quickly you have no desire for the spiritual thing. And my point is what God wants to do is bring us to a place where we are satisfied in him. Psalm 107 verse 20 says he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry with good things. So if right now you're in a place in your life where you are filling yourself up with things, my point in saying this is not necessarily things that are evil and dirty and disgusting and an abomination to God, rather things that don't produce anything in your inner man. It's possible to fill our lives up with things that are basically okay, but they're just nothing burgers in the spirit. And if we're in that place, I would encourage you, just begin reading some of God's word. Read God's word for 5 minutes a day. Pray for 5 minutes a day. Pray in the spirit for 5 minutes a day. Begin doing a little thing. For years, I've had this trick I play on people as a pastor. I tell people to start giving $1 a week. I mean, just get some skin in the game. Just the act of putting your hand in your pocket and then putting something in God's hands creates in you a desire to do that. And you can hack your spiritual life. So my point to you today is simply this. Begin, even in a little measure, to do the right thing. Begin to engage with God a little bit and it will give you, it will feed you, amen. But more than that, it will give you the desire for more. And it's actually that desire for more that God wants us to tap into. And, you know, God's plan, I'll finish with this, but God's plan for your life and my life is that we do everything we want, but that we want to do as well. Remember the psalmist said, you know, I desire to do your will, for your law is hidden within my heart. And when the word is in our heart, we're going to find it easy to do God's will for us. Boom. That's my little thought for the day. Hey guys, hit the subscribe button if you will down there. Please share this. There'll be a share button if you're on YouTube down there. Share it on Facebook, Instagram, different things like that. Love you to help me get the word out with these videos. And check out some of the links below and our weekly offer. Thanks for watching, guys. Have a great day and bye for now.